This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan during his first overseas trip for NATO and European Union meetings in England and Belgium this month, the White House said Thursday. The White House also said Mr. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden would meet with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle June 13th. Israelis eyed the end of an era Thursday after a motley alliance of parties from across the political spectrum agreed to form a government to unseat veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced the deal just minutes before a midnight Wednesday deadline, prompting celebrations into the early hours by the premier's opponents and a defiant show of support by his fans. On paper, the prospective coalition commands a slender majority in parliament, but a confidence vote is not expected for several days, giving Netanyahu time to woo potential defectors. The threat of possible jail time hangs over Netanyahu in his ongoing trial on corruption charges. The 71-year-old incumbent is unlikely to give up without a fight, and analysts warn a messy battle could lie ahead before his record 12 straight years in office could come to an end. Envoys from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations arrived in Myanmar Thursday ahead of planned meetings with the military junta on ending turmoil since the February 1st coup, the local Delta News agency reported. It said the second minister for foreign affairs for Brunei, the association's chair this year, and the bloc's secretary general, also from Brunei, were expected to meet junta leader Min Aung Hlaing Friday. This is VOA News. A residential building in a working-class part of Rio de Janeiro collapsed Thursday, killing at least two people and underlining the precarious state of many structures in parts of the city where authorities say organized crime is heavily involved in construction. Local residents told Reuters they heard a booming noise that was followed by a fire, causing panic in the western neighborhood of the Rio das Pedras. More than 100 fighters and other public safety workers rushed to the scene. Authorities said a man, woman, and child were buried. Sources involved in the rescue said the building that collapsed was not approved by authorities. The White House says President Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters that Mr. Biden, quote, has launched a rapid strategic review, end quote, of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Mr. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva June 16th as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over election meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. A U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the U.S. government it received a ransom demand in the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. President Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. The president says the nation's moving toward a summer of get-togethers and celebrations, but it first needs to pull out all the stops to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. Mr. Biden says public and private partnerships will keep finding ways of getting more people vaccinated with incentives and fund rewards. 63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. Asylum seekers in Greece lined up to get their coronavirus shots Thursday as authorities began rolling out vaccinations in migrant camps. The government had been criticized by rights groups for being slow to vaccinate asylum seekers at risk in overcrowded camps where sanitary conditions are poor and social distancing impossible. They began vaccinating the general public in January. Thursday, vaccinations began on the islands of Lesbos, Chios, and Samos with Johnson & Johnson's single-dose shot, according to an official with the National Organization of Public Health. Italy opened vaccinations for everybody over the age of 12 Thursday. Each region can adopt the national rules, but technically anyone registered with health authorities can sign up, including teenagers, after the European Medicines Agency approved the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. Diane Barber.